Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Giant Leap, How AI is Transforming Healthcare and What That Means for Our Future is a nonfiction analysis of artificial intelligence in medicine by Robert Wachter, a physician, academic leader, and author known for The Digital Doctor. The book examines why healthcare, despite decades of digitization, has been slower than many industries to benefit from digital transformation and why generative AI may mark a more consequential turning point. Wachter presents AI neither as a flawless replacement for clinicians nor as a passing technological fashion. Instead, he frames it as a practical force entering clinical work through documentation, diagnosis, image interpretation, treatment support, patient communication, and operational decision-making. Its purpose is to explain how these tools may improve a system strained by cost, access problems, medical error, administrative burden, and clinician burnout. Drawing on research and interviews across medicine, technology, policy, and business, the book offers a balanced account of promise, risk, implementation, and human judgment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI as an improvement over a flawed healthcare baseline. One of Wachter's central arguments is that AI in healthcare should not be judged against an imaginary standard of perfection. It should be judged against the real performance of current healthcare systems, which already contain delays, errors, uneven access, poor coordination, excessive paperwork, and unsustainable costs. This framing is important because much criticism of medical AI focuses on hallucinations, bias, and unreliability as if the alternative were a consistently accurate and humane system. Wachter does not dismiss those risks, but he argues that the relevant question is comparative. Can AI, properly designed and supervised, make care measurably better than the status quo? This perspective changes the debate from whether AI is safe in the abstract to when, where, and under what safeguards it is safer or more useful than existing practice. The book, therefore, treats AI as a system-level intervention rather than a gadget. It may reduce administrative friction, help clinicians notice overlooked possibilities, expand access to guidance, and support more consistent decisions. The usefulness of the technology depends on rigorous deployment, clinical context, and honest measurement rather than broad claims about intelligence. Secondly, the shift from electronic records to computable clinical intelligence. Wachter's earlier work on digital medicine emphasized that electronic health records changed clinical practice, but often disappointed physicians and patients. A Giant Leap builds on that history by showing why AI may be different from simple digitization. Electronic records captured data, but they often turned clinicians into data entry workers and left medical information fragmented, difficult to interpret, and poorly integrated into decisions. AI creates the possibility that clinical data can become more computable, searchable, summarizable, and actionable. But the distinction matters because healthcare has not lacked information. It has lacked usable intelligence at the point of care. AI tools can draft notes, summarize complex histories, surface relevant evidence, identify patterns in images or labs, and assist with care planning. Wachter's analysis suggests that the value of AI will not come merely from adding another software layer. It will come from redesigning workflows, so the technology reduces cognitive and clerical load rather than multiplying it. This theme also explains the book's caution. If AI is attached to broken processes without changing incentives, accountability, and usability, it may reproduce the frustrations of earlier health IT rather than solve them. Thirdly, human oversight is the core condition for safe clinical adoption. The book repeatedly emphasizes that AI's role in medicine depends on human oversight, especially in high-stakes clinical decisions. Wachter presents the clinician in the loop not as a symbolic reassurance, but as a practical safety mechanism. AI can generate plausible answers, summarize records, suggest diagnoses, or recommend treatments, yet these outputs can be incomplete, biased, or confidently wrong. In medicine, such errors are not merely technical defects. They can change diagnoses, treatments, trust, and liability. Human oversight matters because clinicians bring contextual judgment that models may not have knowledge of a patient's goals, uncertainty about data quality, awareness of social circumstances, and responsibility for trade-offs. At the same time, Wachter does not assume that human judgment is always superior. Doctors are also prone to fatigue, cognitive bias, incomplete knowledge, and time pressure. The more realistic model is collaboration, in which AI supports pattern recognition, information retrieval, communication, and documentation, while humans evaluate meaning and consequences. This makes implementation a professional and ethical challenge, not simply a software procurement decision. The question is how to distribute tasks so that each side compensates for the other's weaknesses. Fourthly, early clinical uses reveal both immediate value and limited transformation. A Giant Leap pays attention to early AI applications that are already entering healthcare, especially documentation tools often called AI scribes. These systems matter because they address a concrete pain point clinicians spend large amounts of time documenting care, responding to messages, and navigating administrative requirements. By drafting notes or summarizing encounters, AI can reduce clerical burden and potentially restore attention to the patient interaction. Wachter treats this as a meaningful achievement, but not the whole promise of AI. Documentation relief may improve morale and productivity, yet it does not by itself transform diagnosis, treatment, coordination, prevention, or equity. The book, therefore, distinguishes between near-term wins and deeper clinical transformation. More ambitious uses include diagnostic support, treatment recommendations, image interpretation, surgical assistance, patient triage, and personalized care management. These applications carry higher potential value but also greater risk because they influence medical decisions more directly. Wachter's treatment is balanced. Small-bore administrative gains may be easier to adopt and validate, while broader transformation requires stronger evidence, better integration, and clearer accountability. The practical lesson is that healthcare AI will likely develop through incremental adoption rather than a single dramatic replacement of existing care. Lastly, cultural, financial, political, and ethical barriers may determine the outcome. Wachter argues that the future of AI in healthcare will not be decided by technical performance alone. Healthcare is shaped by professional culture, reimbursement models, regulation, liability concerns, institutional incentives, and public trust. Even a highly capable tool can fail if it disrupts workflows, threatens revenue, lacks transparency, worsens inequity, or leaves responsibility unclear when harm occurs. This is why the book's analysis extends beyond algorithms. It asks how hospitals, clinicians, technology companies, insurers, educators, and policymakers will govern adoption. Ethical questions are especially important because AI can amplify bias in training data, widen gaps between well-resourced and under-resourced institutions, and create new dependencies on private technology platforms. Wachter also highlights the challenge of trust. Patients may welcome faster access and better information, but they may resist care that feels impersonal or unaccountable. Clinicians may appreciate support while fearing de-skilling, surveillance, or replacement. The book's distinctive contribution is to present AI transformation as a socio-technical process. Medicine's future will depend less on whether AI can produce impressive demonstrations and more on whether institutions can implement it in ways that preserve safety, dignity, fairness, and professional responsibility. In conclusion, A Giant Leap is especially useful for clinicians, healthcare executives, medical educators, policymakers, digital health entrepreneurs, and informed patients who want a grounded view of AI's role in medicine. Readers gain a practical framework for evaluating where AI is likely to help soon, where caution is warranted, and why healthcare transformation requires more than technical capability. The book helps clinicians think about AI as a collaborator that may reduce administrative burden, support decision-making, and reshape professional roles without eliminating the need for judgment. It helps leaders and policymakers understand implementation risks involving incentives, workflow, safety, equity, and trust. Compared with many books on artificial intelligence, Wachter stands out because it is rooted in the specific history and dysfunctions of healthcare rather than in broad speculation about technology. Compared with many healthcare policy books, it is unusually attentive to the operational details of digital tools and the pace of innovation. Its value lies in its balance. It avoids both promotional certainty and reflexive alarm. Wachter's perspective is realistic because he treats AI as powerful but imperfect, healthcare as deeply flawed but improvable, and the human choices around deployment as decisive. That combination makes the book a timely guide to a field in transition. If you would like to support Robert Wachter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.